Well, today's been a good day, hasn't it?
Amen.
Well, if you would kindly please turn your Bible into Judges chapter 6. See if you beat me there. Look at verse 36 with me, please. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and be dry upon all the earth beside, and shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. And it was so, and for he rose up early on the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. My title for the sermon is, God will prove himself to you. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for letting there be so much people to listen and to me preach not my sermon, but yours. Thank you for everything you've been giving to me. Thank you for this youth takeover. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we feel like we need to prove things to people. Am I right?
Yep.
Like when I race my dad, he feels like he has to prove that he can run faster than me. This is how much Gideon was determined to prove God. God had called Gideon to lead Israel into battle, but he was nervous. Let me say that again. God had called Gideon to lead Israel into battle, but he was nervous. Look at verse 36 with me. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, even shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. God had told Gideon to lead Israel into war with the Midianites, but Gideon was nervous. I would be nervous too, like right now. I am standing in front of like 50 people, and there's probably 10 people on that screen right there. And I just hope, maybe I might fall off the platform. But if I do, it'd obviously be real Chad's fault. Am I right? But although he was nervous, God had already promised him victory. Look at verse 14 with me. Okay, I'm going to read verse 14. You don't have to turn there. Well, if you want, you can. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go into this thy might, as thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And so God had sent Gideon to the battle with his promise of victory. But Gideon wanted proof that God would keep his promise. He was concerned that God had chosen the wrong guy, if he actually wanted him or not. I think this is where we struggle sometimes. Sometimes God tells us to do something, but we have a hard time believing it's what he wants us to do. We wonder if maybe God chose the wrong guy. Gideon decided to ask God to prove his word two times. Look at verse 39 with me. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee. We'll stop right there. Gideon wanted to be sure that he was the right guy. So first, he asked God to make the fleece filled with dew, but the ground around the fleece dry. And then second, he asked God to make the fleece dry and the ground around the fleece wet. Okay, I'm going to get a fleece real fast. Nice fleece, right? Let's just say that God called me to be the next pastor of Valley Avenue Baptist Church. I don't feel like I'd be ready for that. So I wouldn't want to be sure that God had chose the right guy. So just say I'm Gideon and I wanted God to make sure I was the right pastor for the church. So I would say, put that on the floor and ask God, God, please make the fleece wet and the ground dry. God fulfilled Gideon's request. Gideon wringed the dew out of the fleece like this. And it filled a bowl with water. Gideon asked God to do it one more time. So repeat. God, will you please put the fleece dry and the around the fleece wet? And God did again. Gideon just wanted to have confidence that God had chosen the right guy. One writer said, Gideon wanted assurance of God's presence or empowerment for the work God had called him to fulfill. We do this too. We often want God to prove himself. We struggle because we are not sure. We are not confident. And so we don't know. We want God to make it clear. God answered Gideon's request. Look at verse 38, this first part of verse 38. And it was so. Now look at verse 40. And God did so that night. That means that God proved himself to Gideon, that he would be faithful to his promise. God will prove himself to you. When he calls you to serve in the ministry and you feel unsure that you can do it, ask God to help you, and he will prove himself to you. I was nervous about preaching this sermon. I stopped and prayed, and God helped me. Remember, God will prove himself to you. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving me confidence on this sermon, and thank you for my dad. Can you help me with this sermon? Thank you for everything. Just God, please help us to not be nervous and help us to. Please help us to. Thank you for proving yourself to us, and thank you for everything you've been doing on this youth night. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.